Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. We are here every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time on the radio, talking about the latest legal topics, talking about fun things, bantering with one another, helping you get excited and entertaining you, but and maybe allowing something to come into your brain that's informative. But most of the time, there's no information here that is reliable or something you can use in life, but we're having a lot of fun doing it. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or email us if you are hearing this not live and hear it at a later date, info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. Last few hours, and we're on our third hour here. We do have a three-hour show. If you're listening to this third hour, you all are a stalwart listener. We thank you very much. We're going to talk about Brittany's new lawyer. What's the latest? There's some interesting tidbit things about Brittany and what she's requesting that we're going to talk about, too, that are on the side. $200 million settlement, why that's important. We're going to talk about Mississippi's going to the Supreme Court and more trans students' school rulings. That's very interesting. And it's not just one state, multiple states. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. So basically, Cal, we are starting from ground zero at case or no case.
Wow.
And so for me, I start out this one, so I'm ready to win some points.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes, there is.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, we'll see how big the chance is based on this beginning case for case. This round really is kind of a round, isn't it? Case or no case. An active environmentalist by the name of James really looked around to find things to get nitpicky about, like this. He claimed that many of the cows that produce Ben and Jerry's ice cream milk are raised on factory-style farms and are not enrolled in the company's Caring Dairy program. Now, Fred, are your cows happy?
My cows are always happy.
See? James said this is misleading. Consumers cannot make an informed choice, he said. If the label tells them the cows are happy and they're on a factory farm, how can they be happy there? Of course, he didn't say how he asked the cows, but anyway. So James decided to go to his environmental group's lawyer and say, based on this misleading information, is this a case or no case against Ben and Jerry's? What say you?
It's my turn, Fred. So here's the deal. This is commercials, from what I recall, the California dairy industry chiding the Wisconsin dairy industry, because Wisconsin, the California ones show cows in a nice, warm, setting, with beautiful pastures, and the Wisconsin cows walking through the drift snow and everything. That is a great marketing tool, and I think it's awesome the way California does that. In Wisconsin, I'm not quite sure how they fought back from that, but a happy cow apparently is better milk. I'm not quite sure, but that's what they're trying to tell us. So the answer is, Cal, this is a great commercial. This is awesome stuff. It's not a case. It's a scenario, but this is a fun tidbit back and forth between the California Dairy Association and the Wisconsin Dairy Association.
All right, Todd, what do you say? Did this environmentalist go after Ben and Jerry's, and if so, did he win?
Serious, Cal. Fred stole my answer because I remember the ad campaign about California cows being happy cows, and then they had the Wisconsin cows were all with the, oh, I'm having a good time, don't you know? And so I think that this is based upon the ad campaign, which makes it fictitious. This is not a case. Hmm.
Denise, what do you think about this? Case or no case?
Well, you know, Ben and Jerry's has been in the news because they pulled out of the West Bank, right? Isn't that what they did?
Yes.
Because of the encampments of Israeli encampments.
They decided not to sell ice cream and a certain section of Israel in this disputed territory.
Yes. And so they've been really taking a lot of flack for that decision. So I think that, what was the name of the guy that was trying to see if he could sue him?
James Ehlers, E-H-L-E-R-S.
I think he's probably Jewish at heart, and so I think he would try to find a reason to sue Ben and Jerry's. And I'm going to say that it is a case, and he loses.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an answer.
Oh, do tell.
Because, please, hold down your excitement.
I am waiting with bated breath.
All right. Those of you who say this is a case, that was Denise.
So we said no.
Okay, and Fred, you said it is not a case.
No.
Those of you who say it is not a case, that's Todd and Fred. So sorry.
Oh, no.
Denise.
I thought I was going to get my skunk 2 points there, but I didn't. It was a case and was dismissed by the court in which it was filed. In tossing the suit, the judge determined that the fine print on Ben and Jerry's website makes it clear that not all of the ice cream is sourced from cows enrolled in the Happy Dairy program.
Oh.
What's more, they don't use the label anymore. So by the time it made it up to the court, the judge said they're not even using the label. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is the latest moves.
Oh, nice.
From case or no case.
Wow.
I thought you were going to tell us, like, the judge citing the hypocrisy of the attorney who had leather shoes and a leather satchel.
How happy is that
the
cow?
Case.
Yeah, how happy is that cow, buddy?
Oh. So I'm going to call this Happy Cows Make Happy Ice Cream.
Okay. There you go.
That's a great thing.
Perfect.
Maybe Ben and just put down, because they're doing, don't forget, they're doing searching. So you can put Ben and Jerry's. So anyway, this is great. We're having a good time. That was a good one, Cal. I like that
you.
One. That was so. Now Denise is up 2-0, 2-0. We're starting off good. And by the time we get to you and you win,
we'll all be a standoff because we'll all be owed something.
We're all it's going to be cheaper. So
we're going to bring some Fruit Loops and milk, and we'll just call it even. Right?
Yeah. Can you guys get endorsements for case or no case?
We can't. We should. Why isn't some? I still think just depends. Wondering. I still think depends should come and sponsor us because everything we say as lawyers is depends, right?
Yes, Procter and Gamble.
Who's working on that? Denise, Todd.
I think Denise. Maybe we get a luggage endorsement because it's case or no case.
Hmm.
Oh. You know, that would be interesting.
That would be a very good idea.
Or Pelican.
I have a luggage.
You have luggage?
I have Radio Law Talk luggage.
That's true. We do.
That's baggage. that's completely different.
Well, her shrink told her.
Look, Denise, you know, I'm really having struggles. Get a Radio Law Talk gig and you'll be fine. Okay. With Todd. Let's talk about Brittany. Go ahead. Let's talk about Brittany. And by the way, Todd, that was.
Yes.
We won't say anything. Let's not say on air.
Hey, look, that wasn't me. Are we talking about, as Fred put it?
You're talking about what I sent to you guys?
Yes. Was that you that sent it?
Yes.
Denise sent us some interesting. Don't say.
And it. I believe this is a quote because Fred said we're going to talk about tidbits from the Britney Spears case. So I'm looking forward to see what sort of tidbits we're going to talk about.
Apparently, there are only two.
Oh, my gosh. Hour three goes south fast, so I would listen to hour three. We'll be back right after this. Keep your seatbelt on.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the latest on Britney's... Just a little bit right here. So you stay there. We'll continue in a bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is no fun. Stop whining.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Oops. Oops, I did it again. We're going to talk about Britney. Okay, so look, really quick. Britney, this is not a whole lot to talk about. There's some interesting things. First of all, we talked about it last week that she got released from her attorney. She's got a new attorney. Basically, she's cleaned just about everybody out except her. One individual is the what's the name of her conservator, the lady that Jody Montgomery,
yeah,
is still there, and they're having issues whether or not her $50,000 a month security is worth it, and it's breaking Britney. $50,000 a month, I was thinking maybe $5,000-$10,000 a month, but $50,000 a month for security? That is crazy.
It's 24/7. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's crazy. But that's just nuts, that kind of money. Just think about the individual that has that gig, right? But anyway, we're talking about Britney and her new lawyer who's going to definitely come in, and he says he's going to try to kick the father out as the conservator. And
father's the conservator only over the person.
Right, right.
The other person, Montgomery, is the conservator over Britney's estate. So there's two separate
Describe
people.
What do you mean? How are they different?
Well, one handles all the financial side, and the other makes decisions related to Britney and her person.
I thought her dad has no financial.
No.
Okay. But he's getting paid, though, every month.
He gets paid for because he takes care of her other person. And ever since Britney came in and kind of described what she contended was the abuse that she suffered at the hands of this conservatorship, if you will, she's had some freedom. So she got to drive again for the first time in years. We're talking many years. She wasn't allowed to drive.
According to her. This is according to her. So we haven't heard the other side. Come on. We've got to do both sides.
Well, that's true. But it wasn't denied by the other side either.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're probably right. But I'm just saying let's give the other side hasn't brought it up yet. But you're right. So there's some things. But what's the other thing that she said she wanted to do that's very interesting? She wants to go on a private island, right? Didn't she say that?
Probably.
No, she did. She said, I read about this. I was studying and they said, and I can't remember where it was, but that she wants to go on a private island and just enjoy. And Cher stepped up and said, all right, I'll make it happen. I didn't know. I guess Cher and I looked it up on the Internet. It's on YouTube, and you can read it. Cher's got an island, a small island. She's got a killer-looking place on an island.
Well,
island.
If you believe in life after love, I guess you can have a private island if you want. But the interesting thing is she says she wants to go to a private island. Remember when we did the Bill and Melinda Gates case?
Yes.
And Melinda Gates, when it first broke that they were divorcing, that they were splitting, Melinda Gates took off with family members and went to a private island to get away from the press. Now, what did you say the security was for Britney Spears? What's the cost?
$50,000 a month.
$50,000 a month. The private island that Melinda Gates secured was $100,000 a night. So
security?
for rent for the island.
Wow.
And so look, if $50,000 a month is breaking the bank for Britney Spears, great that Cher was able to pony up and let her go ahead and use her private island, but good heavens.
Yeah,
if you wanted to rent your own, that's going to drain the bank account.
That's like that's like 5 cents out of your pocket, right?
Well,
about equal.
Look, if they'll take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check, I'll rent an island right now.
Yes,
well,
true.
Britney Spears' detail was not that much. It was for Montgomery. So the person that is the conservator over the state and does the finances for Britney is being threatened by the Free Britney people.
Right.
And that's where the security detail is $50,000 in a month. And that's probably reasonable, to be candid with you. And it's not Britney that was upset about that cost. It was her father, Jamie Spears, that's upset about the cost for the security detail. And that was kind of an interesting little thing because he doesn't have control over the estate. He has control over Britney. So it's really interesting. And Britney's new lawyer that she hired is really aggressively trying to get rid of Jamie Spears and just get him out of it. Now, note, he's not petitioning to terminate the conservatorship. He's actually petitioning to remove Jamie Spears as conservator over.
So put someone else as a conservator. So in other words, she needs a conservator here, but not Dan.
I don't know if she needs it, but one thing for sure, she doesn't want an evaluation. And in this case, whether it is a voluntary conservatorship, which this was, or it was court enforced, the same issue to get out of the conservatorship. You have to prove that you have capacity.
Right.
And she'd have to have an evaluation, and that's what Brittany does not want, and that's why to date there's not been a petition to terminate.
I don't blame her. Yeah.
And I could see why they're starting with removing Jamie Spears, her father, as the conservator, because if he's the conservator over the person, he would be the one first in line to object to her terminating the conservatorship without a mental health evaluation. And as her father, the question is whether or not he's emotionally compromised for whatever, and those are all the arguments they can make. And so the first step would be, if you get dad out and bring in another conservator over the person who's a little bit more detached, maybe a neutral conservator as opposed to somebody that they believe might have some bias, that's the first step toward actually being able to possibly end the conservatorship without a mental health evaluation. But that probably will never happen if Jamie Spears remains in his position. So that's the first person they got to get rid of.
Whatever happened to Brittany's mom? Is she just kind of out there? I don't know.
I just think Brittany's mom is more of a neutral.
Just not involved.
She's more of a neutral. But, I mean, even she's getting bad, you know, publicity and stuff because they're seeing that she's complicit in this conservatorship issue. But, I mean, honestly, Brittany may need the conservatorship.
Right? No, she
might. You know, she just might. But at the same time, I think that the control over the person was way too strict if it was in fact happening the way that Brittany said it was happening.
So all I got to say is $200 million settlement, why it affects you out there in Radioland. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we appreciate you being here with us. Cal, take us out to our next break.
Thank you. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. It's time for our bottom of the hour break, where our affiliates sometimes take the opportunity to do some local news and other things. But we'll be back with the rest of Radio Law Talk after that, right here on your local radio station and, of course, streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's it.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Michigan legislators have stripped Governor Gretchen Whitmer of the emergency powers she freely wielded during the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain.
This was a people-driven initiative. The people of the state of Michigan demanded that their voices be heard.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. The state Senate approved the Unlock Michigan initiative on July 15th. On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state House passed the measure with a 60-48 vote, largely along party lines. The Department of Justice has dropped its charge against five visiting Chinese scientists who were accused of lying about the extent of their ties to the Chinese military. The scientists included biomedical and cancer researchers in California and a doctoral candidate studying artificial intelligence in Indiana, reported the Wall Street Journal. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the best show ever. I mean at this time.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Cal, we got to figure out how we put our kitty bumps in some competition in for radio. I'm sure there's like bumps or something, the winner of the best bumps or something like that.
Or we could hold our own contest.
Yeah, so.
I'll be the judge.
There you go. You got to pull. So, Todd, why is $20 million settlement important, or at least, I'm going to say not important, but of interest to our listeners?
Well, $20 million would be paltry, but $200 million.
Yes.
You remember back in the day when you used to watch TV and there were only like three networks and then, yeah, these cable channels come on, but there were only a few of them and you got to see these things called reruns. Well, look, this is how people made their money. They'd be in a show, they'd either directing it or they'd be an actor in a show. Mostly it's the directors and the producers. They'd make their money on the back end. Not a whole lot up front when it's got the network run, but where they'd make their cash is the money they would make in royalties in syndication when the reruns were played on network and cable. Well, now, you can't swing a dead cat around without hitting a cable outlet or some sort of outlet like Hulu, Netflix, Tubi. I mean, there's so many of them. And it used to be that the networks could not get a cut. They couldn't negotiate and get a cut of the syndication rights when the reruns were put out. But in the early 90s, that changed. Networks could now get a cut of the the rerun money, the syndication money. And when that happened, well, you've got the networks now negotiating directly with the outlets in syndication for these sweetheart deals that are not necessarily covered in the contracts with the directors and producers who were expecting to make money on the back end. They weren't in the contracts because you didn't have these online deals. How do you look? I'm supposed to make money if it's played on network television or a cable channel, but what do we do about Darabond? He's a director. He directed Shawshank Redemption, several others. He took AMC to task. Because he was not getting his back-end deals that he was supposed to get on the reruns for The Walking Dead and the other spinoffs. And it was an 8-year litigation battle.
That's a lot of lawyer fees.
8 years, and it just settled for $200 million AMC agreed to pay Darabond. And we found out about it, not because of any big news that was put out and, you know, gets this $200 million settlement. There's probably all sorts of NDAs, but here's the thing. AMC is required to file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, any significant financial dealings, and so this $200 million settlement had to be filed with the SEC, and some crack folks looked at that and said, oh my.
Wow.
And so we'll see if this starts the floodgates of other actors. We've covered this before, people feeling like they got the shaft because they were in a show in the 70s, the 80s, and the contracts did not take into consideration modern distribution via the internet. But this will be interesting to see how it goes forward with the studios having to pony up and pay these folks that are entitled to their cash.
You know, but one thing for sure, this was a settlement, so it's not a precedent. It's just a settlement, but it will impact
a lot
of the cases.
Look, it doesn't set precedent. However, I will say that I don't believe AMC would be settling to the tune of $200 million if they didn't think, oh my gosh, this, from a liability standpoint, it could be a lot worse for us. And because it was made public by folks that saw the SEC filing, I think that other folks that feel like they have similar causes of action may be lining up, using this case as the blueprint for their filing, saying, hey, we want ours too. So we'll see how that goes.
I wonder how this is all going to affect the big, you know, the Paramounts, the big companies. Now that Netflix is making their own shows, you know, who else is HBO? Who else is besides Netflix?
It's Netflix, HBO, Paramount, Hulu,
Apple, everybody.
Apple, they're all making their own shows now.
Disney.
So Disney, who's going to, they're going to, go ahead.
But it's a combination. If you check out Netflix, for example, I have a friend of mine, I used to teach her. She was an acting student of mine, and she was just in a local, low-budget film that was filmed here in the Sacramento area, premiered at Sundance this year, and now is in theaters, and Netflix or Amazon is picking it up. And what's happening is Netflix and all these places are actually going to these independent, these indie
right.
films and saying, look, we now have an outlet for you. It used to be that if you did an indie film, you had nowhere to show it because it wasn't going to be picked
idea.
Up in the theaters.
Right.
Now the folks can go, you can make a film on your own. I've seen films made with iPhones. The cameras are so good.
Yes.
And they can edit them together and get really good quality stuff, and you have a shot of being able to sell it to Netflix, Hulu, and that's where it's going to be run. So they produce their own content, but they're providing an outlet for the indie folks. And Hollywood,
right.
Now, let's be honest, it ain't no Steven Spielberg type film.
No.
I've seen some pretty cheesy films with some pretty big name actors. Hilary Swank won an Academy Award. I've seen her in two recently that are like, you know, you can say no to a role if it comes along. I'm sure you can afford it. But if you wanted to be in that one, have at it.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah, but that's how it's going to change everything. It's just going to change the way that the movies are made and everything.
And what you're going to see is actors that have a lot of money in the bank from their career that still make money on the back end, they're going to start producing more smaller content. And maybe they'll be in it to drive up the popularity. Bruce Willis has been doing this for the last 10 years. He's in some low-budget film, but it's Bruce Willis.
But social media, like YouTube,
yeah.
Just doing a short on YouTube, you can make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
If you're popular and it hits a lot of views, you can make some shorts that you make good money on YouTube.
Distribution was always the hitch and the giddy-up in the music industry and
right.
in the film and TV industry. And with the proliferation of the internet, assuming it doesn't get regulated to the hilt over the next 5 years, look, that's just made the independent guys, folks, a lot more valuable. They now have distribution.
Right.
So did you see my new TikTok?
No.
Okay, it's with Brenda again. She's a star. So you'll have to check that out.
Are you TikToking?
Is it on your Instagram? Your TikTok?
It's my second one.
Oh, my gosh. Denise TikToking. Hold
Denise
on.
Denise Dirks has a production schedule for her 30-second TikTok videos of one every 9 to 18 months.
Yes.
At that rate, you know.
Oh, I'm going to look at it here. Oh, you did do a second one. Oh, my gosh. It's just someone talking. It's your friend. 1,744. Yeah, that's exactly right. Cal's like, can we move the show forward, please? We've hit a slide.
I have somebody look at it.
My producers. Oh, yeah, 1,744.
No.
Views.
That's good.
What is going on? All right, let's talk about the most. Here, we're talking about TikTok, and we got this major issue with Mississippi Supreme Court, whether or not they're going to overturn. A lot of the articles say, are they overturning Roe v. Wade? No, they're not. And let me tell you this, and this is why I say no, they're not. This is a variation of Roe v. Wade. They're going to, it would be, I would call, if Mississippi wins, a tweak of Roe v. Wade. But what the situation is right now in Mississippi, the law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and that's the Mississippi law. Unless it's a medical emergency or severe fetal abnormalities. Okay, so this is going to go to the United States Supreme Court and to determine whether or not this 15 weeks of pregnancy thing issue should stand or not. So say it's going to completely overturn it, I don't agree with that. Everyone's saying that, but the question is how are they going to define this? But it's coming up to the Supreme Court, and Denise is going to talk about it in a second here. But that's what's going to be interesting is this is now that we have the new, they're going to say more conservative courts. The question is, how are they going to look at this? So.
Right. So Roe v. Wade, going back to that, it basically said a woman had a right to have an abortion if the fetus itself was not viable.
Right.
So
that's right. Good job.
The state's interest in the fetus was not as strong as the state's interest in the citizen, if you will, the mother that is a citizen or has the rights to privacy and the right to their integrity of their own body. Right?
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at. And what Mississippi is trying to do is change that definition of viability
right.
to being 15 weeks.
Instead after of 22 weeks, to 23.
Yes. So it's trying to shorten the viability, lengthen the viability
right.
Period so that abortions cannot be done after 15 weeks.
Right, because what they did – go ahead. Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
That's exactly what I wanted
to
do.
So you nailed it. That's exactly right. So the issue is and what they're arguing is 22 to 23 weeks is viability, what the possibility of living, where they're saying they – at 15 weeks, they're more of a human look or factor.
They have their nervous system.
Yeah.
Developing, the
all
brain's developing,
right.
and,
right.
you know, so for development versus viability.
Right. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about West Virginia law and trans students. There's a lot of trans student cases coming down. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is on the way right here, so stay tuned. We have many, many items to work up in which to talk during our last segment, including quick takes. So you stay right there. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, manager.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So there's been a lot of controversy about transgenders being in sports, especially men who change to women, and the issue of them competing in women's sports. There has not been any issues of women changing to men's sports, and competing has been an issue because, you figure it out.
Well, it could be, though, in like gymnastics.
You're right. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of those parallel bars and doing those rings, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of it. Look, we've all been told it's all about fairness and a person's ability to choose to compete in a sport consistent with their gender identity, yet almost exclusively it is those who have been born male wanting to compete as females. I have yet to see one of a person who is born female seeking to compete with the guys.
Right.
And I would think from a statistics standpoint, there ought to be those folks out there that want to do that. If it's all about fairness and competing consistent with your gender identity, and that's not happening. So take that for what you will, but...
So here's the question. We got Olympics coming up, and we're going to pose a question, which I don't know the answer to. So as a lawyer, you've learned never ask a question you don't know the answer to. But the first, what's going on now is these federal courts, the states are passing laws saying we're not allowing transgender men to the that change to women to compete in women's sports. And the federal courts, and it's hitting everywhere, not everywhere, but a lot of places are saying you can't do that. And that happened in, it's happened in West Virginia, and it's happened in, also in Arkansas, and a number of states. So what's happening is in a federal court blocks a West Virginia law that has an 11-year-old girl by the name of, I can't remember the name, but that girl wants to compete. She's a transgender, from male to female, and wants to compete in cross country, and they're disallowing it under the West Virginia law, and the federal court just held you cannot do that, that this transgender, 11-year-old transgender, can go ahead and compete in her sport, which is cross country. Right? And so that's, I mean, there's not a whole lot more to say about that. There's going to be more of this going on, but we're just talking about, what the latest is. Remember, the United States Supreme Court recently did not take up a case that went to the Fourth District Court of Appeals in the Fourth Circuit, which basically said the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And so the court, and what that means is, what happens usually, the United States Supreme Court wants to wait for everything to get ripe and everything to kind of come together, right? Just one time, they kind of wait till it gets at its highest point, and they say, okay, we'll take it up on appeal to the Supreme Court and talk about it, right? So that's what they're doing as of now. They're just letting the appellate courts make that decision, and the decision, generally speaking, is transgender are allowed to compete in a sport that they identify with.
Yeah, their gender identity.
Their gender,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And there is the very first transgender woman competing in the Olympics.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes, and her name is Laurel Hubbard, and she's from New Zealand.
And isn't she a power lifter?
No, she is a... No, you're right. She is a weightlifter.
She's a weightlifter.
Yes.
She's a power lifter. And I'm looking at that going, okay, so you've lived your entire life, for the most part, as a man. You have a bone structure and a muscle structure consistent with a man. You've now transitioned. You identify as a female. And you want to compete against females who have lived their entire lives with a bone structure and muscular structure as a female. There's a difficulty there in terms of if you were on steroids to get that sort of bone structure and muscle structure, you'd test positive, you'd be out in a heartbeat. But now, and taking steroids is a choice. It's a choice for you to do. And now you've chosen to transition from one to another. But the Olympic Committee has to look the other way and say, well, this is fair with that bone structure and muscular structure. Go ahead, have at it.
Well, we'll see if she wins.
It's problematic.
We'll see if she wins.
I don't think the issue is so much whether or not she wins, because if she gets to compete, that just opens the door. And now you've set the precedent that you're going to allow this to happen absent some huge change, and it's going to be problematic. So.
Well, I mean, it is. The problem is individually and specific ways that the laws apply sometimes I'm not going to say the word not right, but doesn't look right. Yet, if you look at the whole, we kind of have to keep it same across the board, right? That's what I'm kind of trying to say.
I agree.
You know?
And it's not like any.
Right. Not that I'm for or against it. That's the argument.
It's not like anybody's saying that folks that are transitioning or that go from male to female, female to male. It's not that they're saying that they cannot compete. They just don't get to choose their division. That's the issue that people have with it. You can compete. You can compete all you want, but you want to compete. Nobody's encroaching on that, but you want to determine the division that you compete in, and that's where some people are having.
Well, a lot of it comes down to the following: is some people have said, "Well, why don't you just have your own category, that a transgender category?" I've heard people say that. I don't know.
Will it eventually go to the point where we don't have any male or female differentiation in these kind of events?
I don't know.
We're not going to have male-female powerlifting. We're just going to have powerlifting.
Right.
I mean, that seems like a possibility from a legal perspective.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
It's really interesting, because even the NCAA, they allow for the transgender athletes to compete. And And they tie it to after the person has had 1 year of the therapy, you know, the hormone therapy. And so once they have 1 year of that down, then they can compete. And it's kind of strange because what they're not testing for testosterone. They're not testing for these different hormones that are really the difference between a male and a female, and for the most part.
Right.
And so I don't know what they're going to do. It's so unresolved.
Yes. This is going to be something that's going to make lawyers money. That's what's important.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, making lawyers money. Well, so we're on that same topic in Arkansas. I was wrong. This is the one that is the 11-year-old, right? The Arkansas. I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's not an 11-year-old in the West Virginia law. But an 11-year-old, young woman wants to, is this the one that they want to do track or
she
what?
Wants to try out for the girls cross country.
Right. This is the one in Arkansas. Sorry, I apologize. I was getting the two mixed up, but the West Virginia one is not, it's not an 11-year-old, for I remember.
Well, the Arkansas one.
Is that the 11-year-old?
No, it's a health care issue. The Arkansas one, Arkansas was trying to deny.
Oh, you're right. Stop. You're right. I was right, huh, Denise? I was 11-year-old, was the West Virginia one. I was right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, the Arkansas law stopped parents from getting transgendered treatment for their children. So they can't get anybody under the age of 18 cannot have the hormone replacements, cannot do anything, even though they identify as a certain gender. And that federal court in Arkansas has stayed that effect of the law. And what that means is it can't be enforced at this time.
So, Denise, so before was the law they could only with parent permission under 18? So that's yes?
Yes.
Okay, but now they can under age 18 without a parent's permission? That's what I don't know. I don't know if we know that or not. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, it currently you can get it, and how people are seeing this case is that it really shows the importance of medical and insurance covering for the children. Children when they need these kind of therapies.
They call it a, what's the word? It's a...
transition?
Not just a transition, but it's like not an emergency, but a health care... a necessity. Healthcare necessity. That's what they call it. Todd,
yes.
I just think we're giving teenagers a bit too much leeway and credit for making wise and informed decisions. I had a friend of mine in high school that used to dress all in black. He shaved his eyebrows, shaved his head, had all this kind of stuff. And you know what? Now he's fine, but nothing got altered on his body.
Well, we appreciate you being here with the Radio Law Talk. We are pushing our time so fast. It's at the end. So you want to do quick takes, Cal?
Now it is time for our last take of the day called a quick take. And let's see. Let's start with you, Todd. You got yours?
Transgender solution for athletes. Make two divisions. XXXY. We're done.
All right. Mr. Penny, do you have a quick take for us here?
Absolutely not. My quick take is I'm not ready for quick takes. Next week, I'll enjoy it by having a quick take.
You'll have to do it twice next week.
Yeah, what the heck? I wasn't ready.
Denise, what say you?
Now I've seen everything. Even the Walking Dead are now multimillionaires.
Yes. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thank you for joining us. I'm Frederick Penny. See you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.